We're going to hear now from Steve Jeffrey, who is a burns surgeon and professor of wound studies at Birmingham City University. Steve spent 2 weeks in 2020 treating dozens of Armenian combat soldiers who were injured in a war there with neighbouring Azerbaijan. I began by asking him about the special piece of kit he took with him.
In my suitcase with me, I brought a number of items. Amongst that was some fish skin, which I knew from previous experience would be particularly handy in a setting which you have probably more patients than you know how to deal with, and when there would be some challenging wounds.
When you say fish skin, do you literally mean the skin of fish?
Yes, it has been processed a bit, but not a lot, which is the beauty of the fish skin. It's a byproduct of the fishing industry. There's a fish factory in northwest Iceland in Ísafjörður where they used to throw the fish skin away, and then somebody had a light bulb moment of saying, what can we do with this? It's descaled and then it is pasteurized and then it's freeze-dried. From that moment on, you can keep it at room temperature on the shelf.
And what do you do with it? How is it used?
You rehydrate it with water or saline or whatever you've got for about a minute, and then that makes it nice and pliable. And then you put it onto your wound that you will have debrided. And what debridement means is when you get a wound, combat wounds particularly, are often very dirty and contaminated with lots of horrible bits and pieces from the battlefield. And when you debride a wound, what we mean is that we take away all the dead and the dying tissue and leave a nice healthy bed. And then we have to put something on as a temporary cover. And the fish skin works very well in that role.
Do you have to change that rather like a wound dressing, or do you put that down in there and then leave it for the duration of the healing?
Well, what will happen, it'll start to degrade. The body doesn't like having anything next to it, but also at the same time, it encourages blood vessels to grow through it. And so it's very good at encouraging the growth of granulation tissue, as well as being an antimicrobial layer. If you think about the life of a fish, the ocean is full of bacteria. And they are constantly swimming through bacteria. So there are proteins in the structure of the skin which are innately antimicrobial.
And a person doesn't become sensitized, like develop an allergy to it because they're in close contact with it. Could you keep on using this for a person?
The only people that can't use this are people who are allergic to fish, as you can imagine. But even those people, when you are actually truly allergic to fish, it's actually a protein within the muscle of the fish that you are usually allergic to, not the skin. So no, the vast majority of people will not develop a kind of allergy to this that is used subsequently.
And what sort of a difference does this make? Have you done head-to-head trials where you've... I mean, I know it's very hard to take an equivalent injury and do a direct comparison, but have you got data before and after doing this to show that this really makes a difference?
Data in the combat injuries is hard to get off, so you have to sort of extrapolate. It's been used in burns, sort of head-to-head against allograft, which is where you take skin from a dead human. So it's the same species, but the problem with with taking skin from another human is it has to be very, very highly processed in order to make sure there's zero risk that there's any viruses or prions or anything that we might not yet understand can be transmitted. Now, it turns out that fishes, they also get viruses, etc., like all animals do. But we are so distantly related to fish that there's no viruses that affect fish that can also affect humans. So you don't have to do all that mega processing of the skin that you would if you're taking allograft from another human. Or the alternative, if you're taking another type of xenograft, so xeno means foreign species, so for example from a pig, but then it would also have to be highly processed because there's obviously risk of viral transmission from pigs to humans.
And just going back to my point, which was, have you evidence this is actually better to do this? Because obviously it's one thing to do it, but if you don't know it's better, we don't know we're improving outcomes with this. So what's the evidence this works?
So for example, in the burns world, which is kind of similar, you do a burn excision. So you do an excision and then you will often put allograft on. It's been shown to be as good, if not better, than cadaveric allograft in that situation. And also in other wounds, you know, not combat related wounds, but say, for example, leg wounds, leg ulcers, etc., it's been shown to be very efficacious, and the company that makes it are selling an awful lot of it around the world.
Steve Jeffrey, and Steve was awarded the prestigious Medal of the Prime Minister of Armenia for his work with fish skin. Well deserved, I'd say.